back to Iraq.
Okay.
All right. You mentioned change in mission.
Right.
Explain yourself.
Okay. Well, here's how things are going to shift, because it's going to go from the excuse as it was before, from weapons of mass destruction.
Yes.
And let me briefly say something that I thought was very, very interesting on this program and on Coast to Coast, on your show and on George's show as well. When I talked about doing some remote viewing, there was a program inside the Pentagon called Project Foresight, and they'd asked me to do some remote viewing for them. And there were some specific locations that I gave them. On September 8th, there was an announcement on CNN that talked about I actually announced this on the show, and I talked about the two things that I felt the weapons of mass destruction site. But number one, that there were a number of these weapons that were actually moved into Syria, into the al-Baqa Valley. I talked about it on this program, and then the following, I think it was on a Thursday, and the following Tuesday, there was a general that came on a Georgia show and said, absolutely, this is true, they're in the al-Baqa Valley. I had said that the United States would be at war with Syria within 30 days, and I think within 2 weeks, instead of us going to war with Syria, Israel actually hit a number of spots in the al-Baqa Valley. Also, on September 8th, as I said, of just the last few weeks ago, they're now talking about a number of these WMD sites that had actually been raised, and that parts and pieces had been shipped into other countries, because I had said on this program that the two sites that I saw, biochemical weapons facilities, were very specifically being run by the Red Chinese, and that the Red Chinese are behind arming Iran, chemical weapons in Iraq, and that they were warned well beforehand in order to not embarrass them, because the current administration has a lot of deals with Red China. Red China has an economic stranglehold on the United States. And this was one of the things claiming that the United States, you're going to hear this more, I think, within the next 30 days, of the United States demanding some investigation into these WMD sites that were actually raised. The shift in policy is going to be that we want two things. Number one, we want regime change in Iran and a U.S. presence in Syria to actually protect the northern section of Israel. Now that we've actually taken Libya off the watch list and actually taken the embargo off of Libya,
yes,
primarily so that we can get a lot more oil out of Libya, and I think, you know, due to the pressure by the Bush administration because of their actions, they've abandoned their nuclear weapons program. The biggest thing is going to be Iran. And I stated on this program, even before the Iraq war started, that that we were going to subvert the government, that the CIA is actively subverting the government in Iran. I also feel, and this is my personal theory, because I know how this technology works, but I think that the earthquake in Bam in Iran was somehow artificially induced, that it was a military earthquake-style machine, if you will.
Okay, but that's a lot. I want to back up a little bit, because I want to understand what you mean by the change in mission. Are we going to be at war with Iran, or is it all going to be, as you mentioned, CIA behind the scenes, bring them down kind of deal, cause a civil war in Iran?
Civil war. They're going to bring down the regime in Iran. And the first way they did it was, the BAM earthquake specifically allowed us to place CIA operatives and undercover operatives, basically disguised as aid workers.
I thought they had refused. Didn't they refuse aid? I thought they refused it.
If that's the case, then you're more informed on it than I am. But I thought that they had actually taken a large number of actual aid workers in the BAM quake.
Okay, I'll try and get confirmation of that. I seem to recall they refused it. Maybe they later accepted it. I don't know.
Well, one way or another, we do not want to go to war with the Iranians. They've got a standing army of 125,000. They've got they have missiles. They have submarines. Once again, all stuff that they got from the Red Chinese. And here's where the mission is going to shift. Right now, the excuse was given for weapons of mass destruction. The change in policy is going to be that because of United States actions in the Middle East, that we are now going to exacerbate a series of reactions from what were moderate pro-American governments there into what will be much more extreme Islamic states. And the shift is going to be not weapons of mass destruction, but we have to subvert regimes that become these more fundamentalist Islamic states for the protection of the United States.